You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another Money Halakha class. You can get this class and all other previous classes by visiting our website at moneyhalakha.com. Today's question is going to be whether or not when you're buying an item from someone and you have a very strong suspicion, or you actually know for a fact that the item that they're trying to sell you is stolen, are you allowed according to the Halakha to go ahead and actually buy that item from them or not? Now, of course, we're talking about a case where you had nothing to do with the way the item was stolen or anything to do with that. We're just talking about a case where you know that that item that the person is trying to sell you is stolen, or you have a very strong suspicion that it's stolen. The question is, according to the Halakha, are you allowed to go ahead and buy the item from the person selling it? So today we're using a sefer called Halakhas of Other People's Money by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bodner. And he brings the question over here and he says that according to the Halakha, it's going to be usher to buy the item from the person when you know it was stolen. And he says furthermore, not only when you know that the item is actually stolen, but when there are grounds and a very big suspicion that the item is actually stolen, you don't even know for sure it is, but if it shows and it seems like it is stolen, it would also not be allowed to be bought either. And he brings an example. He says that let's say there's a shipping company that they ship stuff from the manufacturer to the wholesaler, bringing the people that make the item to the people that distribute it to the other stores. So the people who distribute it buy it from that manufacturing company. And this guy that actually is the in-between guy shows up and he says that he has the item for sale for less than the company actually makes it for. So that's strike number one. It seems like it doesn't make sense. Number two, he wants it cash only and he only wants it with no receipt. So on such a grounds where something would be like this, or in any case where again you have a very strong suspicion that this person is giving you something which is actually stolen, so according to Halakha, you would not be allowed to follow through and purchase the item from that person. Again, we're telling everybody this case in a case where you have kept the law and you had nothing to do with the item being stolen and you're keeping all the laws according to the government. Thank you very much and have a great day.